to another episode of Girls Plus Wine Equals Inappropriate Conversations. We're girls, we like wine, and we like to chat about stuff. Men don't really do this, I've found. No. I've found we have a lot of men listening, which I was surprised about. I honestly thought this podcast would be 100% female.
Yeah.
We're all at the dinner table together. We're all having this chat. But we've had a lot of guys that have said, we don't talk like that.
We don't talk like that. Conversations don't flow when we're just catching up for a beer.
No.
Like that.
We talk about footy.
Yeah.
And we talk about, you know, work.
Or we don't talk. We just sit there.
Yeah.
I get a lot of that. Oh, we didn't really talk about much. We just sat there.
Yeah.
Doing what?
My husband goes to the races and I go, what did you chat about? Nothing. We were just betting on. What do you mean?
You might as well sit doing that at the home.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. Just sit here.
Yeah.
I don't get that part. And I continually push the boundaries of that when I am in, I guess, group situations, because you want to see the response sometimes from guys. Because in a group situation when, you know, say, oh, the women are down one end of the table and there's conversations exactly like this podcast that's just off tap and flowing and completely highly inappropriate but fun. And then you look down the other end of the table and the boys are all like either staring at you going, you shouldn't be talking like that.
Yeah.
Or on the other hand, there'll be a few in the pack that'll be like, I want to be sitting down that end of the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
They want to be on the fun side.
What is the fun side? This is all about that, and just drops once a week. That's all we need, once a week, one little chin wag,
a
few wines, happy days.
It's the stuff that people don't feel like they can always talk about as well. Like normally this sort of conversation is with very close friends. Like we'll talk about this, we'll talk about it with girlfriends, and we want other people to know, we can all talk about it.
Absolutely.
Everyone's involved.
If you've got anything that you want to talk about on this podcast, send it to us.
Yeah, well, it's funny.
We'll do our best. Join us, one or the other.
It's funny you say that, because this particular topic for today, I mean, it sounds tame when I say it because I want to talk about massaging. And I know this is something we've touched on before. We all like a massage. I find it very unusual when someone doesn't like a massage. In fact, I've got a girlfriend that doesn't like massages. And I'm like, you don't know what you're missing.
Why?
You know, some people don't really like to be touched much. You know, some people don't like hugging.
Yeah, right.
That's me.
Weird.
I love a hug.
I'd see that more weird than ball busting.
Not really?
Not wanting to get a massage. I see it as a massive, like, self-care, self-love, you know, like giving back to yourself. A massage is an hour by yourself with somebody else, basically rubbing those muscles and those aches and pains away.
Yeah. I actually read something once about Paris Hilton. I read that she gets a massage for 3 hours.
I probably would be done.
You'd be asleep.
Yeah. You're not going to take in the last bit. You know when you're almost over the mark? Like, let's wrap this up.
Oh, I never get to that stage. I never get to the let's wrap this up. I always want a little bit more.
Me, I'm at that 90-minute mark, I reckon. I'm at my absolute max.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Otherwise, I might as well just sleep. Stop rubbing me because I'm just going to fall asleep.
Yeah. I love a massage. It's my favorite thing in the world. If I won lotto, I would go down the road. There's a place down the road that I love. I would hire that little Asian lady. I would hire her. I'd put her on my, you know, staff.
Yeah.
if I was really rich, I absolutely would do that. I've thought about it many a time. You know when people say, what would you do if you won lotto? What would you? Oh, I'd buy a new house, whatever. That's the first
You're
thing
like,
I would do.
I would buy
Go
a
down
massage
there.
Lady.
I would hire her. What's your salary expectation? Whatever it costs.
What do you want?
And then I'd have a massage every day.
Every day?
Yeah, I would.
Your skin would be all rubbed out.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason why we're talking about massage, and it will get, you know, a little bit more interesting, because I've realized that sometimes, and I don't know whether it would be interesting to know whether it's different times of the month that I feel this way.
Yeah, right.
But sometimes I can get so into a massage that
I feel like this is where we're angling sideways. I can just see it on your face. We're going sideways with this podcast right about now.
Yeah, this is one of those situations where I get to the point and go, remember other people are listening. I could get so into a massage that, obviously laying on my front, I cannot think about the person doing it and just think you could do anything to me right now. I've just read a book. I've just finished a book, which I love. And I've realized that I'm more turned on by what's written descriptively.
Yeah.
Than I am like porn or anything like that. Watching it.
Yeah.
And there was this one particular scene in the book where this girl is getting a massage and then the guy does like, you know, the
slip a digit.
You know, the back's being massaged and then all of a sudden the inside's being massaged. And the way it's described in this book is just like mind-blowing. Like it's just this amazing, you know, random sex with the masseuse that you don't know even the name of.
Wow.
And I've realised that now I go for a massage and it's just a little Asian lady. And in my head, it's this big, muscly, hunky masseuse. And I'm like, oh, that could happen right now. I would be happy. Just you could just slip a finger in. That happened another time as well. I remember years ago, this is way before the book or anything like that. This happened years ago. And you know when they do like your glutes?
Yeah, the outside of your glutes.
Yeah, and I remember that, and this guy was not in any way attractive. He was not an attractive guy, you know, no. Until he starts doing the glutes, and then I remember he pulled my undies. You know how they pull your undies down a bit so they can do your butt? But I remember he pulled them right down. So they were still on, but they were only on at the very bottom.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he just did, you know, glutes galore. And I just remember thinking, oh, my God, I was so turned on. And then afterwards, like,
you've got to actually turn over.
You want water or tea?
Yeah.
Oh, oh, that's really ruined the moment.
No, just leave me on my front for a little minute.
Do you think that's like a normal thing? Because I wonder sometimes when men get massages from attractive girls, do they get turned on sexually by that?
100%. I think it's not about the attraction part, as in it's not what they look like.
No.
Because, I mean, you go and see a little lady. I mean,
she's not a little lady in my head.
No, but that's what I mean. And so I think what it is that sensuality of touch. There's something to do with, like, obviously the massage. Massage is like, it's relaxing all your muscles. It feels good. Again, it's the touch. A lot of people, it's just the touch that you need. And then, you know, everything on top of that in your head, there's a whole different role play going on in your head. It's that big, muscly guy, holy dooly, his hands are fucking phenomenal right now. Like, it's all happening. And then you're on your front, blood's rushing everywhere. What do you know? That's when you're at that state of going far out. Anything could happen right now. And so for men, be exactly the same. It'd probably be harder for men because imagine that. Again, doesn't matter who's doing it. And then they get that mindset, oh, sir, can you flip over? You can't hide it.
No.
You can't hide it.
That's the good thing about being female.
Absolutely.
You can hide it. That's just reminded me of a guy that I know who was telling me about, I don't know where it is, but there's a massage place. You lay down on the bed and then there's a hole cut. There's a hole cut in the bed and you dangle your penis.
No way.
Oh, yeah. And it's one of those, obviously, it's a massage place with extras.
Yeah. I was like, why would we be doing that?
Yeah. Here's your massage. Probably a terrible massage, I would
downward
imagine.
Downward motion, just hanging forward.
And then she goes under the bed.
Shut up.
Yeah. That's what happens. I mean, I don't know what it feels like to be a man, but I imagine that would be pretty bloody relaxing. Like you're
everything.
Lay down. You're all,
yeah,
you know, massaged, oiled up, massaged. Relaxed. And then under she goes. Finished off underneath.
I have to say, this does remind me of, you know, a little while ago we were all sitting around and we're having a wine and we're having a chat and this other lady, whom I didn't know very well, but God, she was funny. She opened up at this dinner and was just like, oh, yeah, I'm all for it. I go to the same place. I get a massage once a month. And every time I orgasm on the table. I was like, sorry, what? She was like, yeah, every time. She said, I just close my eyes. Imagine that I'm somewhere else. It doesn't matter. She said, because the touch and the massage just basically gets me where I need it. And I just basically orgasm on the table. No one knows. And I flip over. She finishes off. Voila. She goes, I do it once a month. I love it.
She's super quiet. Like she must doesn't. Be.
And you face down. My question to her, being true to myself of always asking that odd question, was, don't you think that your body would be showing that you're orgasming whether you're on your front or your back anyway? So because your muscles would tense, right?
Yeah.
I said, haven't you ever realized what your muscles are doing whilst you're orgasming? And she was like, I couldn't care less. I'm paying her for the hour.
Oh, my God.
I was like, damn, that's hectic. Yeah. And she was really confident about it.
I think I accidentally went to a massage place that's actually a brothel once. It was in Spring Hill and I had some time to kill because I had an appointment and I was a bit early and I was like, can I just do a quick half an hour massage? Like she looked at me so strangely. I think I've told you about this before. It was like through a restaurant and then it was through the back door. Yes. And it was the worst massage I've ever had in my life. As I was laying there, I was thinking, this is not your speciality.
We've talked about massage several times on this because what seems to happen at quite a few of our dinner parties is, you know, one of the girls that does come on this podcast regularly, she has this thing where she prefers the massage part. She said, the more dodgy and the more flashing lights, the better they are. And I've always been like, duh, I'm not going to follow your lead on this and I'm not going to, and she was like, yeah, trust me. It's like, now the stories that this woman has about her massage escapades are hilarious to the point that she also, I think, turned up to this place. She said, I had the sorest neck and the sorest shoulders and I pulled in and I drove down this teeny tiny driveway to the point she said, I barely could get out my door. And I went in, he was like, cash only, like, you know, go to the service station next door, da, da, da. But she'd seen a few different things in there that she was like, shit, no, can't go in there. It's like a brothel. She thought, I've just drove into a brothel. Yeah. And I'm going to go get a massage. And he's going, go and get cash. We don't take anything else. And she was like, so I just didn't know what to do. She said, so I just quickly jumped back in my car. She said, think about me jumping back in a car where the door doesn't really open. It's not a fast exit. She said, and then I'm trying to drive back down the driveway, reverse back.
Yeah.
She said, it's so narrow. I'm almost driving into the fence like 3 or 4 times. And he's chasing me down the driveway going, you come back, your appointment, like just screaming at her. She said, oh my gosh, I couldn't go back. Just never could go back.
The cash only thing, you know, is the red flag.
we talk about red flags a lot.
It's like, I don't think you're declaring that to the tax department.
She's had another lady jump on her back in between a massage who happened to be the receptionist at the start.
Oh, she turned into the
massage lady and she was wearing latex.
Latex?
Yeah, no word of a lie. We have to get Emma on to recap some more of her massage sex. Okay. Escapades.
Did she have heels on as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Get out of that massage parlor quickly.
She committed to that one. She said she did ask halfway if she could leave though because it was getting pretty rough and handy. I was like, oh my gosh, woman, stop going to the flashing lights.
The flashing lights. There's one near here. There's one down the road. I tried to book an appointment there once. My husband booked an appointment first, all good. And then I booked. I said, can we make it a couple's massage? She was like, yeah, all good. And then like 10 minutes later, she called up and cancelled the appointment. Sorry, we don't have the staff. Yes, you do.
My husband's been there before. You absolutely do. Oh, we are the girls gone wild.